Seven teenagers were involved in an attack on unarmed guards at a Kenai Peninsula juvenile detention facility Friday night. Five escaped the facility and were apprehended over the weekend. KBBI's Shady Grove Oliver has more.
Two unarmed juvenile justice officers were injured Friday night at the Kenai Peninsula Youth Facility. That's according to Karen Forrest, the director of the State Division of Juvenile Justice.
It is a very serious event. I'm very troubled by it, saddened by it.
No details are being released about the extent of the officers' injuries. Forrest says officers at the juvenile facility do not carry weapons or pepper spray. She says the department will be carefully evaluating the incident to see what can be done to ensure staff safety in the future.
The safety of the youth and the staff in the facility is critical and is a top priority, so we definitely are going to be looking at that.
Five of the seven teens involved escaped from the facility. Three were found in Kenai, and two others were located by authorities in Nikiski on Saturday.
All five of the youth have been located and are in custody, and four were returned to the Division of Juvenile Justice, and one is 18 and is being addressed through the adult system. And we had all youth back in custody within 24 hours. Of the event.
Forrest stresses that while there have been similar incidents in the past, they are rare. An investigation is underway to determine preventative measures for the future. In Homer, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.